broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Cosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. No doubt starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for June 15th in the year of our Lord, 2018. This is hour one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America. We're convinced that checks and balances brilliantly put in place, one of the great restorative tools we have today. Are you going to help us restore the country? We reject revolution, but stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. By the way, it is a freedom-loving fantastic. We're taking America back one heart, one mind, one issue at a time Friday, and it's a Father's Day weekend. We'll break that down as well. What a delightful opportunity to be alive in the freest country on the face of the earth. And, you know, we got a road to hoe. There's a lot of scandal going on, but good people are doing good things everywhere, too, and we're here to break it down just for you. First, a quick recap of yesterday's award-winning broadcast available online at libertyroundtable.com. We talked about the Federal Reserve raises rates. They've done it twice so far this year already. They say two more times this year, and they're it's the seventh height rake. Rate hike since they've been increasing rates since 2015, but they've been manipulating the interest rates for well over 100 years with the dishonest, immoral, unconstitutional central banking cartel known as the Federal Reserve. We need to return to honest money. We need to get the government out of manipulation of interest rates, of fake money. I mean, it goes on and on and on, folks. And hidden inflation is disaster. You don't believe me? Go grab a silver eagle silver dollar. You can go down to your coin shop and you can buy one. It is currency in the state of Utah, by the way. And you take one of those and you hold that dollar up side by side with a Federal Reserve note or a dollar in paper. And you say, hey, how come these two are not equivalent? Why does it take nearly 20 Federal Reserve note dollars to buy one of the silver eagle silver dollars that the government, well, creates? They say it's a dollar. They're claiming it's money, right? How come there's a big disparity between those two? Simple answer, inflationary tax behind the scenes, eating at your wealth, destroying your value. Yeah, just thought I'd bring that to your attention as the Fed continues to unconstitutionally, immorally, dishonestly manipulate the interest rates. Happy birthday to Donald Trump yesterday. Unemployment drops to lowest level since December 1973. That's great news, in my opinion. So happy birthday to the president. What did he turn, 72, Kurt? I think it was 72
That's
years
exactly
old.
That's exactly right. Yes.
And by the way, if you read the scripture, 72 is kind of an interesting age to be.
Good point.
Just kind of interesting. I'm not going to go into that. Maybe you can go search that on your own, right? You know?
Yes.
Anyway. Attorneys for Seth Rich's brother, Aaron, subpoenas Twitter. I guess they're looking for info on several, quote, right-wing accounts, kind of weird stuff. We also talked about, why would there be this subpoena, this effort to just shut everybody down if there's nothing to the Seth Rich case? Just curious. By the way, Blaine Cooper, that's one of the guys with Ammon Bundy, was sentenced to time served in prison and $7,000 restitution after pleading guilty to one count of conspiracy and impeding a police officer. I don't even know what that means. I guess impeding officers of the United States, whatever that means. Kind of weird stuff. Most of the convictions they got were on these misdemeanors, trespassing and such. I mean, just an absolute failed government agenda against Bundy and crew. And by intimidation, did they even get the abuse convictions or whatever you want to call it that they got? What a tragedy. What a shame. We also talked about two letters to the editor regarding the Ammon Bundy case. The first one, the Bundy way is the wrong way. The second one, the letter to the editor, the real Bundy story. A local newspaper printed both. And that's great news to at least hear both sides of the story for a change. Too bad the mainstream press didn't pick it up. But I mentioned before, why do we say they're innocent and that they, you know, they're not guilty? Because they sure served a lot of time in jail for being innocent. They sure did not get a speedy trial. We sure didn't have due process apply to them, did we? Turns out the government lied, perjured themselves, no accountability. So I know they're innocent, but man, the media and the government have not treated them as innocent at all. More like witch hunt. More like agenda. Propaganda. Fake news about the Bundys. Even today they talk about the armed occupation. What are you talking about? Anyway, that's how it really is. I like the letter to the editor, though. The real Bundy story, because it breaks it down honestly and openly and says, look, you can debate this till the cows come home, but most of this stuff is on public record. Go see it for yourself how out of control and abusive and hostile and hate-filled the government was. So there you have that, ladies and gentlemen. We also talked about U.S. District Judge. The guy's name is Robert Jones. He has ruled that the 3D model that they're trying to use as evidence in the upcoming trial of the FBI agent that literally shot at Lavoie Finicum and lied about it? Well, that's a big discussion right there. Anyway, they can't use the footage. It's too grainy. We predicted that would be the case from the very start. So the question left is, what other footage does the FBI have or does the local state police of Oregon have with regards to the Finicum situation? And hopefully the attorneys can push and hopefully we'll get more pay dirt on what really happened there. Our prayers are that we get that. That was our one Liberty Roundtable Live, available at libertyroundtable.com, on demand, at your fingertips, free. But if you have the heart to help, your donations, absolutely welcome. Second hour yesterday, Kurt Crosby jumped off the radio and took off, and we'll tell you about what he was doing in a minute. But Richard Mack jumped on the radio with me as well, and we broke down a lot of the stories I just briefed you on, talking about the Seth Rich situation and the Bundy situation and the judge, you know, situation, all this stuff. We broke it all down just for you. We talked about Hugh Hewitt proposed trench coat ban after high school shootings. That's kind of a strange story, Kurt. You want to respond to that real quick?
Well, and the other thing I wanted to mention, Sam, is you were exactly right about the Siskiyou County, But where Ammon was invited, you know, you mentioned that story earlier. It is, like you said, in the state of California. For some reason, I thought it was up in Alaska, but they say that it's right along the northernmost, you know, it's basically the northernmost part of the U.S. state of California, right there along the Oregon border. It's got, you know, beautiful vistas and stuff, and so somehow I must have messed it up and thought it was in Alaska, but
yeah, but I told you it was in Oregon.
It's
right there, Oregon,
right.
California.
You know,
right?
Right on that border, and
but isn't it
know,
in California,
where,
the Siskiyou County or whatever?
Yes, that's exactly
it's in California.
Right.
And that's anyway, no worries though. I mentioned that yesterday on the program, so
yeah, I just thought it was neat to see. It's a pretty country.
But stick back with this issue about the Hugh Hewitt mountain trench coat stuff, Kurt. That's kind of
well,
what you're saying here.
Well, you know, I know, you know, the bottom line is there's all these reasons for, I guess you could say, banning different things, you know, ban knives, cars, guns, everything that would hurt somebody, but
even
I guess
cuts.
You'd have everybody run around naked, and maybe that would make things safer.
Well, then the Me Too movement could run around even more so.
Oh, yeah.
But see, okay. There's just no end to all that. Anyway, Bill Clinton, quote, norms have changed for what you can do to somebody, writes CNN.
Wow.
Sheriff Richard Mack said, you know, this is Bill Clinton really admitting to what he's done to people.
Yeah,
you know?
And is he going to pay for that?
Well, of course not. He's not included in the dragnet of the Me Too movement, Kurt.
Well, lock her up and lock him up.
Amen to that. We talked about the Paul Lee Amendment to end indefinite detention of citizens without the due process of law. They're trying to add that to the NDAA, the what do they call this thing? the National Defense Authorization Act of 2019. So it's a horrible act that should never be passed in the first place, but the Republicans continue to just double down on it. Well, anyway, so you got Rand Paul and Mike Lee trying to put this amendment in that says you can't have an indefinite detention of Americans. And I brought this up to Richard and said, hey, this is what they did to Ammon Bundy. When he had indefinite detention, he couldn't be released from prison. He couldn't post bail. He couldn't leave. He wasn't guilty of anything. In fact, he left jail a couple of years later innocent, right? No charges.
Right, right.
And, but it's indefinite detention because they kind of said it was like terrorism, right?
Well, yeah.
And so you got that
Bill
about
Clinton,
the Hammonds.
Hillary
got...
and the Bill Cosby, all of Weinstein, they all go free.
Right. So anyway, good for Mike Lee and Rand Paul, and they're trying to get this done. Call your congressmen and senators to help on that. Secondarily, the House of Representatives will take up two immigration bills next week, folks. And it's all but guaranteed that national ID will be a key component of one or both of those bills. It's vital that you and I take action ASAP to stop this national ID scandal before it's too late, writes Rand Paul. And he's right as rain on this, Kurt. The only issue I have with it is that we already got a national ID card. If you put together your passport, your Social Security card, and your driver's license, I mean, you've already got kind of a de facto one. Nevertheless, it could be way worse. They could turn it into a biometric digital card. And just imagine what a tyrannical government could do if all of its citizens were forced to carry a national ID card with biometric information tied to it. And it was all tapped into a personal database with all kinds of dossier information attached. We'll talk about that with Terry Colafrancesco in seconds. Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this Vigor stuff about? Well, Vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called Vigor. Would you like to improve your Vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the Vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211, and take your free Vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again. And, oh, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free Vigor score test today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about this critical issue. The House of Representatives will vote on one of two or two bills regarding immigration, and it's all but likely that one or both of them will contain national ID. Now, in a way, we kind of already have a national ID through your Social Security card, your driver's license, your passport, but yet it's vital that you and I take action to stop this fiasco before it's much too late. We've tried to fight national ID for decades, but it's coming back. Just imagine what a tyrannical government could do if all of its citizens were forced to carry a national ID card filled with biometric information linked to a federal database that carried or contained all kinds of other information about you. your religious beliefs, your political involvement. This is the underlying key to mass surveillance that the East German Stasi of yesteryear could only dream about, ladies and gentlemen. In their, quote, 40-year reign of terror, their massive archive on East Germans grew to over 69 miles of shelved documents. It'd be so much easier for today's tyrants and their, quote, secret police to crack down on dissent with many of those same records stored digitally, accessible in a second. American liberty folks cannot hope to survive if we continue to allow the tools of tyranny to fashion chains around us in the, quote, name of security. If passed, this dangerous scheme would require all Americans to carry an ID card. You would allow federal bureaucrats to include biometric information. You're talking about scans of fingerprints, retinal scans. And it might be required for all U.S. workers, regardless of place of birth, making it illegal to even hold a job without one of these cards. It would require all employees or employers to purchase an ID scanner to verify the ID cards with the federal government. Anyway, where does this all go, folks? It's disaster on steroids. Well, I owe an apology to our buddy Terry Colafrancesca. He was supposed to join us, and I missed it on this one. It's just a one-man band doing the best he can. Terry, welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live, sir. Oh, are you there, Terry? All right.
He seems rather quiet.
We'll try to get Terry there. You want to speak out on this national ID card, though? I don't think you got a good chance to chat about that.
Well, yeah, that's a great point, Sam. You know, and I mean, of course, the nice thing to know is our government would never use any of that stuff, you know, that information improperly. I mean, when have they ever done that? You know, and what's great to know is, you know, with a beloved government like we've got, I mean, of course, it wouldn't fall into the wrong hands, you know, your information. So maybe the thing to make sure that, you know, everything goes right is you could just put maybe like a chip in your hand or your forehead where you don't have to carry a card, you know what
That's
I mean?
A good point. You wouldn't lose
it. You know, I mean, that way you'll be much more secure.
Bottom line, ladies and gentlemen, this is disaster on steroids. Rand Paul raising the warning flag on this important information. Terry, they're pushing for national ID again next week in the immigration bills. What do you think, sir?
Well, I think what's happening is we have forgotten prayer. And when you forget prayer, you abandon God eventually, and then you lose your wisdom. This is something the darkness puts forth to ideas, because ultimately the end of times will be tied to the points of being able to control everything, buying and selling. So, yeah, we know this is on the road map, somewhere down the road, and now we see these things. But darkness, where we're stupid as believers, or dumbed down, we don't realize it's always a good put forth by darkness to gain a bad. And so they always put these things up in a context that, well, yeah, I can accept that. But if you had good discernment, if you were connected through prayer, you'd say, no, I have an aversion to that, aversion to this, just like you're saying, Sam. And this week came in the mail here at Caritas a little box, very, very nice, wrapped up, and it talks about this is something for the manager of your organization or your business. And I opened it up, and it's from Google. And it's very well put together. And there's two little pampas, about 2 inches by 2 inches. And it starts off saying, increase your customers. And it goes on in to say, you'll have more pictures, you'll have more customers visiting, you'll be able to have people come to you and know more about when you're busy and you're not busy in business, and you'll have reviews and all these things. Then the second little brochure says, let's get started. And then there's another little box in there. You open it up, it's a sensor. And so they tell you to put the sensor in your business toward the ceiling, the higher the better. Then when somebody comes in to your business, they are able to connect them through their cell phone in their purse, in their pocket, and know that they visited your store. And so when they come back, they'll have this information on the phones. And it says, this is protecting people's privacy and is not connected to the internet, yet they get it and gather all this information thinking that you yourself are protected. This is happening right now. So even if they don't get these things passed, it's already taken place. So you can thank you for what you do, your firms, to do helping the agency. It is diabolical clever things they do. This is what Google's come up with, something diabolically clever. We grab this, we don't see it, and the temptation for the business owner is to put the sensor up. And it's about 1 inch in diameter and 2 inches, 2.5 inches tall. But it's shocking to see that they're billing this thing as protecting the privacy because it's not on the internet. And I'm not sure how even they work it or how they get into the telephone, but they got access to your telephone. So you're walking into business, and this is happening across the country right now, and probably the world, and they're tapping right into your phone, putting stuff there, and yet they say you're protected. It's garbage. It's very, very clever. I should say, Sam, I should send you some pictures of these things, this thing. But it's striking because it's tied to the national ID. And, yeah, it is darkness, and it is bad, and we should always be in a position of resistance because biblically and wisdom-wise and through prayer, we know this isn't going to end up for good.
There's a headline that says your phone is like a spy in your pocket. Science News writes the piece, and they go into a lot of this stuff. It's all true. And they're literally trying to act like it's to secure your privacy. But the truth is, what it really does is it gathers information for the deep state. So there's another article that talks about how retail stores track you using your smartphone, and then it, you know, goes into how to stop it.
Yeah, we change the truth for a lie and lie for a truth. You go in the store, you get the sensor. Most business people go put that up. We won't do it for what we do in our operations. But you go to that store, you go to the next store, you go across the parking lot to another store. They know exactly where you are, what you're doing, how you do it, and what you do, and what you think. And a lot of people you see, if you're out shopping, you'll see them pull out the cell phone and take a picture of a product. That sensor grabs that you were interested in this product so you can advertise to that person with a cell phone. I mean, it's really, really diabolically clever. It's called Project Beacon, if you want to look that up. Project Beacon. And this is scary. And it should shake people. But the national ID thing is, it's going to ultimately happen. It's just going to have to where the believers have to resist these things. That's why we don't have cell phones in our organization. People say, you don't have a cell phone? We say, no. When we do functions here, we have, we're 5,000 or 6,000, 10,000 people here. We ban cell phones here. For one, it's an interruption to what it is when you're doing a spiritual retreat. Number two, it's a distraction. People run around and just taking pictures, which they never go back to see because they got 10,000 pictures on their phones to start with. And so we've walked away from this in our international mission or outreach, going to many countries. We do not use cell phones. People are like, how do you do that?
All right. What's it called? Project Beacon?
Project Beacon.
Hang tight, ladies and gentlemen. Terry Colafrancesco with us. MEJ.com is website. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live. Yeah.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Getting the kids to school, cleaning the house, doing the laundry. It seems that the work routine as a stay-at-home mom is never ending. And even though I'm the prime grocery shopper in our family of four, I simply don't have time to scrutinize all the labels on the countless food products I buy. Oh, sure, I've noticed all the latest certification seals. Organic, non-GMO, gluten-free. It definitely seems to be the latest craze. But it was only recently that kosher certification seals caught my attention. You see, my husband had me download an app called Kosertify, and it shed light on a century-old certification industry that slipped under the radar screen from the majority of our public. I also noticed a question mark at the end of the app name, and that makes great sense as there's far more questions regarding this industry than answers. In fact, the developers refer to this as the kosher question. Sure, I'm a busy mom and didn't pay attention to our food culture, but now I have transparency, a convenient grocery list feature, and the ability to eat in favor of my family's best interests, and you can discover it too at thekosherquestion.com.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's LibertyNewsRadio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today. Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, Terry, Colafrancesco, riding shotgun, ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, MEJ.org or .com. MEJ.com is his website. And he's well known for Caritas of Birmingham, Birmingham, Alabama. Great stuff. Check that out. But we're talking today about this Google Project Beacon a little bit. We're talking about how they're trying to create a national ID card for all of us. It'll be in the immigration bills next week, says Rand Paul. You put that all together and it creates a very scary picture of what where they're headed, folks. Project Beacon is the newest addition to the endless amount of Google's tracking ways, if you will. And bottom line is that any given day, we are all on our phones. And at some point, we're going to search for a location we're going to, etc. You're going to get reviews, directions, whatever the case may be, right? All with the help of our phones. Safe to say, that's part of our everyday life. Google knows this. So the wonderful minds at Google have honed in on this idea, and they've crafted this nifty little device. Makes location-based searching and interaction a little more accurate. Introducing Project Beacon is what they say. What exactly is this beacon thing, you might ask? It's a little device that's installed in a physical store location that gives the location a little more potential to be visible on Google when a user's nearby. These beacons that are these beacons ping out a little signal, little wireless, hey man, I'm here. And mobile users that have location services on get that. And so then it'll search for certain things relating to things you want. Let's say you're an angry man, angry young man, and they know this. because they track your phone, right? And you're walking down the road, and hey, they're going to make sure you know whiskey's available right now. Right? Now, they say, don't worry, it does not just, you know, store customer information. It just sends out the location-based signal. No worries, right? For example, if Mike was to search for coffee houses nearby Mike, well, if he was in the range of your, quote, beacon as a business, the chances of your coffee shop showing up in the search results become a lot higher than the poor sap that doesn't have his beacon installed in his business, see? That's not all it can do, though, is the problem, ladies and gentlemen. Google has said that it will allow the business to make better use of the location-based features currently available on Google. This includes higher visibility on Google Maps. Anyway, it goes on. There's articles that talk about these beacons in stores. They can track how long you're standing in front of ice cream, how long you're standing in front of clothing or perfume or whatever the case may be. They can target you. They can monitor you. And they say, don't worry, they're not tracking you personally. But that depends on how you define personal. Because what they're really doing is tracking the MAC address of your cell phone. Well, they say, well, I'm not my MAC address. That's right. You just have your MAC address with you all the time. And so the bottom line is it's very, very personal. It's tracking your every movement. They even keep track of what your face looks like when you're evaluating products to know what you like and don't like based on your face recognition stuff. Is increasing tracking, monitoring emotions, gathering insights on how people interact with your shop or your products. Well, they say the beacon's very useful. I say it all. Technology is neither good nor bad, ladies and gentlemen. It's all in the hands of who's using it and what their motives are, Terry.
Well, the point you're hitting on is that what I said earlier is darkness has to present a good to gain a bad. So this Project Beacon is a good in what it presents, but it's a bad because we know that control is of the devil, of darkness, and God is freedom. I mean, imagine, he gives us a free will. He's watching somebody about to murder somebody from up in heaven, and that free will is able to contradict the commandments and carry out the actions. Man is turned over to his free will, and where we have control, this kind of power, it gravitates along, paralleled by the navigation of evil, to gain control. And so heaven loses in that sense because absolute power is something that becomes control. It becomes corrupt. And so this is always corruptible. You can present it all rosy, cozy, all this stuff, but it's going to end up bad. Actually, what it says in the brochures, is to kind of reiterate what you said, it says in the brochure exactly this, quote, meet Project Beacon. The beacon in this box sends a clear signal that helps your customers' phones recognize that they visited your store. When Google understands the customers have visited, we can gather reviews and photos for you and provide new information that helps people learn about the connect whether about and connect with your business. Then it goes on with blue letters underneath that saying how safe this is. The beacon respects the privacy of your visitors and your business. It doesn't gather or store any information and is not connected to the internet. See, they're addressing a negative thought. Hey, I don't know if I want this to happen to me. So we got to get a reassuring statement to cancel that thought in the person so they'll accept this as a good. So the beacon respects the privacy of your visitors and your business. It doesn't gather or store any information and is not connected to the internet. Oh, okay, so it's okay because people.
And don't worry, for your business, ladies and gentlemen, it's absolutely free. They won't even charge you for the beacons if you'll install them, right?
They sent this to us free. And we get this box. I'm telling you, it's polished. The way they get it, and very, very, very glib. And that's how darkness operates. It came from Mountain View, California. we get this week. It's interesting. You hit, last time we had a broadcast, you hit on the head, the nail, what I was looking at and reading about. And then this week you're hitting, you're batting 100 average, Sam, because here you're talking about the subject, and then 2 days ago I got this box.
I mean, it's just insanity what's happening, ladies and gentlemen. How many businesses are going to put them up with that kind of marketing with a free device that can literally give them an edge up when it comes to competing in the marketplace via Google's new, I don't know what you call it, but it's almost like they control the ranking of businesses and the advertising of businesses and the accessibility of businesses. Pretty soon they'll control the digital transactions, and then they'll eventually say, well, we can match. Well, we don't really track your personal information, but we do track your MAC address of your phone, and we match that to your federal ID card. I mean, and then how much, and it just goes on and on and on, and they're literally tracking everything we do, say, and they don't track exactly what you think because they can't, but they're working on it. But they can literally almost tell what you're thinking because at some point it exhibits itself in your actions and your behavior, right? They can watch all of that and back into AI and figure out, hey, we even think we can know what you're about to do, Terry.
Yeah, everything. You know, in the Webster 1828 dictionary, which we use a lot, it says a beacon is defined as a signal erected on a long pole to notify the approach of an enemy. So we're the enemy to darkness using friendly apparatus to get this information. This can be used by the enemy against us because we're the enemy of darkness.
All right. And ladies and gentlemen, Terry started out when I brought this up by saying the problem is we forgot to pray. The problem is we're turning away from prayer in our society, and therefore these things are bound to happen. Those who are going to have evil intent or promote darkness are going to use these things, these technologies, against us. Prayer, ladies and gentlemen, is your spiritual beacon. When you pray, you turn to God and have that on your mind, and then God can, you know, put things in your mind through the Holy Ghost and help you understand what you should be doing, what you should be staying away from, kind of a warning bell, kind of a guidance for protection. The passport to spirituality in this case, ladies and gentlemen, is prayer. And I'm telling you right now, that's how you turn your spiritual beacon on, Terry.
You're right. You have to pray. We actually pray here 3 hours a day, not at one sitting. We start at 5 a.m. and we wake up, pray for an hour. We all gather up for work and our operations. We pray again for about 20 minutes. We pray again at 11 o'clock. We pray at 3 o'clock. And we pray what through our history is known as the profoundest prayers, which is praying for those who are dying. And it totals around 3 hours a day. And it gives us clarity. If you put darkness,
no wonder you don't have time for your cell phones. I mean, you know, if you're going to do all that praying, I mean, you're going to miss out on that cell phone stuff, you know, Terry.
Yeah, you can't mindlessly browse and mindlessly play with your phone for hours at a time if you're doing that, Terry.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think we said last broadcast we had with you, there was a study done. People touch their cell phones 2,500 times a day.
Wow, and they say we're crazy to pray a couple hours a day. All right, hang tight, ladies and gentlemen. Terry Colafrancesco with us. We are talking about privacy. We're talking about giving up our liberties on the altar of technology to those who would use it against us. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family.
Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
What I'm saying, ladies and gentlemen, is prayer is your passport to spiritual power. If you want to know what the enemy is doing, you need to pray. And the more you pray, the more you realize that this power is incredible. It is a blessing, and it will bless your life. And we need to pray if we want to be protected, if we want to see what the enemies of liberty are doing. Prayer is the key. Prayer is the passport to spiritual power, is what I'm saying. And it's important to really understand this principle. And I, you know, I know people kind of just snicker and go, oh, man, Sam, come on, you just can't pray for like hours, or you just can't. Hey, we touch our cell phone, what did you say, Terry, Carla Francesca, 2,500 times a day?
A study, a recent study shows 2,500 times a day, and some people goes to 3,500 times a day. Now, they're doing.
Now, how many times do you guys pray a day?
We pray 3 hours a day,
five different times, okay. And Daniel of the Old Testament or whatever said, hey, we should pray three times a day at least. And so you look at that, and then they say we're extreme. I mean, it's just crazy.
Yeah, well, our mission exploded. We've been doing this for 30 years. It's gone international, and we attribute not because of what we do. We got big printing presses and a 65,000 square foot facility. It's through the prayer. One person came to me years ago and says, "Well, what do we need to do? As far, it was a subject that was coming up, or project. How are we going to do this? How is it going to happen?" I said, "All we have to do is one thing: be successful at prayer." And I can tell you our mission, if you want to see what prayer does, you come visit. Sam, you've been here, and you see that this is built by prayer, and we got to rebuild the world by prayer. And if you pray, you'll immediately have the right slant on everything you hear. The news, you know, if you've been hookered on this thing or whatever. Just an example, several years ago, they were trying to, 2 or 3 years ago, maybe 4 years ago, they were trying to do a national ID on animals. NAIS. It was called Radio Frequency Devices, RFID. Birmingham, Alabama was picked as one of the places that the USDA was going to come and have their, your listening sessions.
Yeah, it was like a test site, if you will.
Yeah, so we were picked out, so we knew about it. I'd already known, they fired the first shot, that there's the communists would go into these listening sessions, and then one person would be in front, one would be on the left, one would be on the right, one in the back. It's called the diamond thing. And that, so they'd clap these four people and get everybody to go along with them. So we did this strategy of what the communists did. We went in the USDA meeting, and they also would go right there and do a predetermined outcome of what they wanted to achieve.
Yeah, it's called consensus building is what it is.
Right, make you think you were being heard. So we went in there, and there was probably 50, 60 people there. They had the government officials there, and they were going to even ID chickens. This is how far this was. Now, if you had huge operations, they didn't do it. But to control the food chain, they were going to do this. So we went there, went to a nice hotel, and we set up. And one woman got up and spoke, and she said, this is, so she had a herd of sheep, and she was speaking against it, and she said, this is anti-Christian, anti-Christy. And so she said everything in the, what needed to be said, but we got up, and I vacated my time, and the person behind me, that was a lot of vacated his time, and we gave it to one of our people here who read out of Look What Happened While You're Sleeping, a book, another book I wrote, the whole thing about what they were doing, about consensus building, about how they're going to have you break up in groups, and then they're going to come out to a predetermined income, predetermined outcome, saying this is what the group said. It was amazing. When we did that, they went crazy. All the government officials, they tried to get everybody broke up in groups. Nobody did it. We busted the whole thing. But we did this because of prayer. And we did it not just because prayer stopped it, but because prayer gives you wisdom. We went in there and canceled what they did and defeated this. And it was defeated in Birmingham. And we started writing and telling things about that to other people that this whole thing crashed. Because this, they were pushing this, I mean, big time. You can go back and look it up. And they fired the first shot. General Petraeus was talking about this, all these devices. I wrote, and General Petraeus spoke to the next generation of connecting how we are moving from an internet of personal computers toward an internet of things, devices of all types, 50 to 100 billion of which will be connected to the internet by 2020. What things is he referring to? Really, anything digital that can contain a chip, that can contain a chip. And it says, or he says, Petraeus, in the digital world, data is everywhere. Data is created constantly, often unknowingly, and without permission. Every byte left behind, every byte left behind reveals information about location, habits, and by exploitation, intent, and probable behavior. And that's where he ended up saying that the CIA, that we think in all the firms, because he was talking about these different firms at a meeting, and he thanked them, and he says, for helping the agency, speaking about the CIA, helping the agency to be diabolically clever. That's his words. That's on page 211, and they fired the first shot. And by the way, I got a feedback yesterday, and they fired the first shot. They fired the first shot. It's been out since 2012. But a woman just ran across it. She called us yesterday, said she started reading the book. She's fascinated. She ordered a case. We've never published a book where people literally would order a whole pallet of cases. And we made this cheap on purpose, people to spread it. So if you haven't read it, go look at this. So this national ID thing you're talking about is much more extensive. They fired the first shot, goes in this very detailed, and you have to be educated in the sense of what they're looking for and why they're going this way and how evil will use this, not won't use it. They will use it. And the only way to break away from this national ID thing that you open this hour with is to be aware of it, because we're like sheep being led to the guillotines. We don't even realize what's happening because we don't reflect. And prayer really is reflecting how God made things, how he set everything up. And we're being slaughtered. We're going to be slaughtered. And ultimately it's going to happen. But the scriptures talk about the elect. God will shorten the time for 3.5 years for the sake of the elect. So not everybody's going to fall, but you're going to have a lot of Christians. You have the whole thing right now with this immigration where the Catholic bishops are looking at excommunicating people canonically, and I'm Catholic, for contributing to taking these children away from those who were arrested on the border. And Jeff Sessions comes out saying no. He cites the Bible saying that he's right to do this, what's happening even with families, is because what Paul said, that orderly and lawful processes are good in themselves to protect the weak and the lawful. And of course, there's in Barack Obama's reign, we had 5,000 people in the beginning trying to illegally come into the country with kids. And now we redefined that if you come into the country because of your abusive husband, you're escaping that. We jumped to 90,000 people. And so everybody's going the wrong direction. Even the Catholic bishop says, well, if you block that, you do that. Well, whose law do you go by? You know, it's real clear. But I'm saying that also in the context of the national ID. Everything can be controlled. And there's so much evil, and the people that you would think would be making the right decisions, even some of our religious leaders, they're not praying.
You know what I find interesting about this, Terry? back in the biblical times, they had the Tower of Babel, and the Lord didn't like their abuse of trying to, you know, play God and get to God, or, you know, equal or rival or top God, so to speak. So he busted up their plans and divided their languages, and, you know, it created a disaster. They're trying to build an equivalent of the digital Tower of Babel. They're trying to basically play God and replace God with man that will control everything. And that's what's happening here, right?
Exactly. This is what Medjugorje is about. This is why we see a heavenly being coming down daily in these apparitions, which has scientifically have been proven. I say that only because those who question that, the church itself, the Catholic Church, condemned Galileo to house arrest for the rest of his life because he said the world was around and the sun was the center. And that was so not accepted to the attitudes of the people that they were saying it was heresy. But we got the same thing now. We got a heavenly being come down, which has scientifically been proven by 25 scientists over 20 years studying that they're saying something supernatural. But what is the Virgin Mary coming down here for? To tear down the Bible. Not the Bible, the Tower of Babel, the communications. This thing's going to be set back. It's going to be crushed. Revelation talks about that, where there'll be a mortal wound to the head of the serpent, and then he'll resurrect.
The only question is how much abuse are we going to have to suffer before God takes action? And that depends on how we behave and what we do, how often we use this power, this prayer, the passport to spiritual power, how we take direction from God, obey his commandments. All those things will be the determining factor of how much suffering we have to have until that wonderful day.
You know, and the other thing to maybe throw in here, Terry, is the fact is Terry's group, you know, the folks, good folks there at Caritas, have shown us how, you know, good religious folks can participate in the whole debate. I mean, they literally are, they have a piece of the media, they participate. He who owns the media makes the rules, like Sam always teaches. They print, publish, this is a huge book, Who Fired the First Shot? And yet, you ask for a contribution of like $4 for the thing. And, you know, I don't know exactly what the number is, but I know when you see them, something like that on Amazon, you're going to pay $20-$30 for it. And yet these guys, they put out the info and they do participate, trying to make the world a better place.
And the whole goal is to turn on your spiritual beacon, ladies and gentlemen, through prayer. The whole goal is to understand. If you want to learn about MEJ.com, go to the website. You want to go visit them, Caritas of Birmingham, they'll welcome you with open arms. And their covenant community is a sight to behold, ladies and gentlemen. We consider them dear friends. Terry, sorry for the confusion at the start of the program. We have a line that's not working very well for us that we have to get resolved. Thanks for calling in on the other line. Of course, we'll count on having you back soon. Godspeed, and thank you so much.
Thanks, Sam. Thank you, Kurt.
By the way, next hour, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about Father's Day and the importance of fathers in homes. We'll do it in seconds on your radio. By the way, LibertyRoundtable.com, LibertyNewsRadio.com are our websites. We are the Widow's Mite Radio Network. If you have the heart to help, donate today. Every penny will be used to grow our presence in the media. We are telling the tale of liberty every day, everywhere we go. Thank you so much for your financial and in every other way, support. We declare this nation shall endure.